Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we will be speaking with the CEO of Wellness Lifestyles, Inc., Alex Reed, to gain his insights on a different kind of investment opportunity. Our healthcare system is a huge and growing industry. However, part of the reason for the spiraling growth rate of this sector is because conventional healthcare is a failing system. With our aging populations, demands on our healthcare system are increasing far more rapidly than the capacity to pay for these expenses. The system must change or collapse. Bringing necessary change to the healthcare ecosystem is the mission of Wellness Lifestyles. Conventional healthcare simply cannot continue to treat all the increasingly frequent and increasingly serious medical problems of our aging societies. Wellness Lifestyles' answer to this dilemma? Focus on wellness and preventative therapies. The company is positioning itself to fill a huge market niche identified by noted investment consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. To quote, the U.S. health industry is a $5 trillion ecosystem dominated by care delivery. Over the next decade, the balance will likely shift with growth in wellness and platforms and support. PricewaterhouseCoopers, September 2016. This is not so much a prophecy from PwC, but rather simple common sense. Our aging populations are requiring an increasing amount of health services. Our debt-ridden governments have less and less capacity to meet these demands. Something has to give. Either our societies become more focused on wellness, preventative care, and greater technological efficiencies, or we will face a health catastrophe in the near future. I'm Jeff Nielsen, on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Alex Reed. We're here today to dig beneath the surface on this digital wellness provider, Wellness Lifestyles, Inc. Thanks for joining me today, Alex.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's dive right into the questions. And let's start at the beginning. What is Wellness Lifestyles?
Absolutely. So Wellness Lifestyles is a TSX Venture Exchange listed company under the symbol WELL, W-E-L-L. We're a health and wellness company, so what better symbol to have than W-E-L-L? Now, we have two legacy brands in our portfolio, but really what we are is an M&A-driven company. Our growth is going to be coming through M&A opportunities. And as most smart investors know, however you kind of package it up, there's three key elements to a successful M&A strategy. One is having the right people, two is being in the right market, and the third thing is having the right strategy. So for us at Wellness Lifestyles, on the first part, we've identified the right people and we've pulled together industry experts in different fields to really be a powerful team with proven experience, proven, have been there, done it, got it done in the past kind of backgrounds. For example, myself as CEO leading the executive side of the company, my background is in growth through duplication, you know, taking concepts, making them perfect, and then rapidly growing through duplication, kind of like franchising. And then on the board level of the company, we've got deep experience on our board. One person I'll in particular mention is Hamid Shabazi from TO Networks. You know, he's intricately involved as one of our lead investors and board members, and really excited about bringing on his experience in terms of having grown companies like TO through a massive M&A expansion over the last few years. So we've really brought together the right people. Second part is obviously operating in the right market. As you alluded to with PricewaterhouseCoopers, identifying it's a $5 trillion ecosystem out there that's ripe for some disruption over the next few years. And as we've seen in other industries, disruption will come. Emerging digital technologies will be at the forefront of that, and people that position themselves to take a piece of that emerging market will really reap the benefits. And third part is the strategy. You know, obviously there's some things I can't talk about at the minute in terms of what our strategy is that we're working on behind the scenes, but really we have a very detailed, planned out, methodical M&A strategy, which will be taking us into the health and wellness sector and really providing a base to operate from with then some digital components that we're layering on top. So it's an exciting opportunity and company at the moment.
Well, that's a great overview for investors. Let's dig a little deeper into the details here. When investors view the company's corporate presentation, a word which crops up frequently is digital. Now, how does a company which is providing health and wellness services fit into the category of a digital business?
Yeah, absolutely. So digital technology is really reshaping the healthcare landscape, just like it has in other industries. You look at digital entertainment, you look at fintech, insurtech. When was the last time you walked down to the corner store to rent a video from Blockbuster? Well, you know, industries change, and they change rapidly with the emergence of digital technologies. Now, in the healthcare industry, what we see is there's always going to be a need for your family doctor. There's always going to be a need for that walk-in clinic. You know, healthcare practitioners are a central part of our healthcare ecosystem. Yet what we see is digital technologies are coming into play, which are enabling patients to become empowered and be at the center of their own healthcare needs, and really enabling healthcare professionals to really do their jobs in a more efficient way. So what we see is, as an example, the future of digital technology in the healthcare space is really things like having your local walk-in clinic or your family doctor, yet having technologies that are layered on top of that to enable doctors to basically be more efficient, to digitize those clinics, and really enable doctors to provide a better level of patient care. There's lots of interconnected data apps that are coming out at the moment, which are helping people with their healthcare needs, be it things like dermatology apps, heart rate apps, all the fitness apps that you see at the moment on the market. But there's nothing that's really interconnecting those all together and putting the patient at the center of that, kind of like big data for healthcare, essentially, is what we're looking at here. And then layering in like electronic health records and all things like that to enable all this massive amount of data that's out there about the patient to be pulled together in one central way. That's kind of how we see digital technologies really playing and disrupting in the healthcare industry.
So this is not just about creating a new paradigm, it's also about incorporating technology to create greater efficiencies. Well, let's get a little personal here. What motivated you to become involved with Wellness Lifestyles?
Absolutely. I've done a variety of fun, exciting things in the past. But for me, what really excited me about Wellness Lifestyles, Inc. Was really my 97-year-old grandmother, if I can be honest. She's the sharpest, most vibrant, happy person you've ever met in your life. She still lives alone at 97, gets up every day with joy and happiness. It's just this energetic, vibrant soul. And I look at that and I go, whatever you are on, I want to bottle that up and give it to the world because it's so inspiring. And for me, looking at her, the whole concept of what we talk about at Wellness Lifestyles is this concept of helping people age gracefully. Medical science is letting people live longer, but is it necessarily letting people live a better quality of life? And for us, we want to help people live at 100% right until the very end. And I look at my grandmother, who literally is living at 100% right until the very end, and I look at that and I say, how inspiring and powerful is it to be able to help that generation that is starting to feel aches and pains in places they didn't used to feel. I know I'm certainly feeling some this week, which never used to happen. And I just look at that and go, wow, how do we help that generation age gracefully? And what a phenomenal opportunity that is to be involved in something like that.
Well, if you do manage to put wellness in a bottle, please pass along one, because I'm not getting any younger myself, and I would like to age gracefully as well.
I'll see what I can do for you.
Well, let's move along here. The company has a strong M&A focus in terms of its growth strategy. Could you explain the reasoning behind this?
Absolutely, yeah. We've looked at different opportunities for growth, be it organic growth with our legacy brands or M&A growth, and we really feel that there's a few proven models out there for rapid growth and acceleration that really adds shareholder value. Because obviously at the end of the day, I talked about, growing a market, being disruptive in a market. I talked about helping people age gracefully, but we really have our eyes on how do we return massive shareholder value. And we've looked at companies like Acuity Ads and TO Networks, who've really grown over the last few years on the TSX Venture Exchange. And we're really modeling the M&A focus and growth that those companies had. So as such, we've pulled together a team with deep M&A expertise, and we're really keen to keep our eye on finding, diligencing, and acquiring great assets. And this approach is really disciplined. We're not just out there looking to acquire anything. We're really looking for accretive transactions that add significant company value. And you know, we're only looking for the right companies that add immediate synergistic value to our overall portfolio.
Well, that sounds like an exciting strategy, but let's burrow down to the bottom line. What is the current cash position for Wellness Lifestyles? And should investors be looking for any near-term news on the acquisitions front?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, actually, because I'm excited that we have just finished an oversubscribed private placement. It was led by Gravitas Securities here in Vancouver and based in Toronto as well. And yeah, so we've recently completed that oversubscribed financing. Now, we're not doing a financing at the moment. However, as I mentioned, we are an M&A-focused company. We will be doing other M&A deals moving forward. So absolutely, there will be financing opportunities for new investors and current investors in the not-too-distant future. So keep posted for more info.
So you're cashed up. You've got your strategy in place. Where do you see this company 5 years down the road?
Absolutely. 5 years down the road is obviously a long way off in an industry that's shifting and changing in the way that the health and wellness industry is going to change. And as we talked about, with that $5 trillion ecosystem, you know, and PricewaterhouseCoopers actually identified that 88% of that $5 trillion spend only goes towards 20% of the impact, which is clinical care. And that is going to shift seismically over the next 5 years. So we're excited to be at the forefront of that. And to capitalize on those shifting trends within the health and wellness industry, you know, we've brought together, like I said, the right team. We've got the right strategy. And you know, we're operating in the right market. And now we're looking to tap into those opportunities within the light and non-regulated health and wellness industry that are really going to empower people to take care of their own health solutions, but in a safe, interconnected manner, like I mentioned before, like the big data of healthcare almost. And as we've seen in other industries, that disruptive technology that comes into play really enables those companies that have successfully positioned themselves early to end up reaping tremendous benefits from that shift. So in the next 5 years, I definitely see Wellness Lifestyles well, being at the forefront of that digital disruption that's occurring in the health and wellness industry. We have exciting plans behind the scenes for what that looks like, and it's going to be an exciting ride.
So a new paradigm is coming. Wellness Lifestyles is offering a solution. Let me just provide a brief summary for our investor audience. Our healthcare system is going to change. It can change in a positive manner through a progressive focus on staying well rather than treating illness, or it can change in a negative manner as our healthcare system simply collapses. Wellness Lifestyles' corporate mission is to make the former scenario a reality. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I've been speaking with Alex Reed, CEO of Wellness Lifestyles. Thanks for spending time with me today, Alex.
Cool. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.